Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and today I'm conducting an opinion survey. So we're conducting an opinion survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat
satisfied, all right. So, as you may know, there's going to be elections soon, and so we're going to talk about a little bit of issues that are important to you. So, how important would you say each of these issues are to you on a scale of 0 to 10? Where a 0 means that to you this is not an important issue at all, and a 10 means that this is a very important issue. So, the first one is democracy.
10.
Voting rights.
10.
Healthcare.
10.
Immigration.
2.
Crime and violence.
5.
Inflation and the cost of living.
7.
Climate change.
10.
K-12 education.
7.
I'm sorry. 7, all right. Racism and discrimination.
8,
all right. What about reproductive freedom?
8.
Jobs and wages.
5.
Criminal justice reform.
8.
Student loan debt.
5.
Abortion rights.
8.
8, all right. Just confirming, for jobs and wages, I believe you said 8, right?
5.
For jobs and wages, 5?
Correct.
All right, thank you. So I know it's like still a little bit of a long way off, but if elections for president were held today, and for like also Congress and state and local offices, how likely are you to vote on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means not at all likely, and a 5 means extremely likely?
10.
All right, would you mind sharing your race?
No, I don't want to.
All right, no worries. All right. So are you registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. So in terms of gender, what do you identify yourself as?
Male.
Male, all right. Would you mind sharing the year of your birth?
Yes.
All right. So what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's,
all right. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means no power at all and a 10 means a lot of power?
10.
10, all right. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community?
Let me think about that.
All right, no worries.
Repeat the question, please.
For sure. So, no matter how much power, that was the past question. This question is, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Again, on a scale of 0 to 10.
10.
10, all right. So now please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 basically means you don't like them, a 10 means you do like them, and a 5 is neutral. And if you've never heard of them, those are also categories. So the first person is Kamala Harris.
Ten.
The Republican Party.
5.
The Democratic Party.
5.
Joe Biden.
5. I like Joe.
All right. So if you were to rate your opinion towards him, how would you rate it on a scale of 0 to 10?
I need a better scale. I guess, I mean, Joe's fine. He's just old and hard to articulate his positions. So, do I like him as a person or do I like his policies? Is that the question or what? Or am I just deciding myself what the like would be?
Yeah, so this one is kind of just in general, how you feel about them on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 would mean that you do like, you do support these people, you do like them, your opinions towards them are very favorable. And a 0 would mean that you do not like them, your opinions about them are very unfavorable, etc.
I guess I'll do a 10.
All right. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
5.
And what about Donald Trump?
0.
0, all right. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
Harris,
all right. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate for House Representative or the Republican candidate?
Democratic,
all right. So back in the 2020 elections, for who did you vote for?
It was blended.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You said for the House of Representatives? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. This one, the question for this one is, for who did he vote for back in the 2020 elections for president?
Democrat.
All right. So you voted for Joe Biden?
I did.
All right. So thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse? Worse, no change, better, or much better?
My life. Well, it's gotten better.
All right. So, thinking about your network of friends and associates. I'm sorry.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Would you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote. It's about half and half. Most of them don't vote, or none of them vote.
Of my friends and family?
Mm-hmm. Of your, like, friends and associates.
They vote.
All right. So everyone votes, or most of them, or about half and half?
I would say most of them.
All right. So, but I'm going to read you a list of some people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. And after each one, if you could please indicate how much you believe that each person's or event has prevented the progress you want to see in this country from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that this person or event did not prevent any progress. So the first one is the Supreme Court.
So I was putting an earpiece in, so I didn't hear all of that question. I'm sorry. I know it was a long question. Could you repeat that again, please?
Yeah, and I can also summarize if you would like. So basically, I'm going to read you a list of some organizations and people and events. And if you could rate on a scale of 0 to 10, how much progress do you think they have stopped? A 0 would mean that they have not prevented any. Yeah, stopped or prevented.
Yeah, so if the person was elected, it stopped progress or improved correct progress. And if it stopped progress, that's going to be a 0, correct?
a year. No, but you're on the right track.
Let's do this. Start again. Read the question, and I'm going to listen with a different ear. Go ahead.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a list and events of some people that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. And after each one, if you could please tell me how much you believe that each person or event has prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event did not prevent progress.
Okay, go ahead.
So the first one is the Supreme Court.
Ten.
White supremacists.
Say it again? White supremacists?
Yeah,
white supremacy?
Mm-hmm.
I think white supremacy has affected progress.
All right, so you don't think white supremacists have affected progress?
I think they have.
All right, so would that be a 10 then, since you think they certainly have prevented progress? All right.
Yeah.
What about Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
10.
President Biden?
0.
Donald Trump?
That means that he, so let me just make sure I'm saying it right. So 0 means that Biden has helped the progress.
Exactly.
Okay, keep going. 0.
All right. So what about Donald Trump?
10.
Governor Kemp?
5.
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
10.
10, all right.
Wait, because I only think about one person. I'm going to say 5, because there's been some good things, and there's been some things that are not so good. So I'm going to say in the Republican General Assembly, I'm probably neutral on that.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of some policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. And after each one, if you could please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means that
Wait. So in the Black community?
Yes, in the Black community.
Is this question asked to everyone?
I'm sorry?
Because, if you don't live in, what is a Black community?
Well, when we say Black community, we don't mean it as a physical place. We just mean, like, the Black community, meaning people who share that same race. So that's what we mean by, like the Black community. So we don't mean like a physical place, like a neighborhood. It's more so just the group of individuals.
I'll listen to the question. Go ahead.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in the Black community. And after each one, if you could please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10. Where a 0 means that it would not motivate you at all to vote, and a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 10 means that this would strongly motivate you to vote. And you can choose any number from 0 to 10. So the first statement says, 14 years after Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 income adults in Georgia remained uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
I'm aware of that, and I think it's bad.
All right. So would you say this would have...
It would definitely motivate me to vote.
All right, so it's 10 then?
But voting for any of this Congress at this point in time is not going to affect that piece. Okay, but yeah, it will motivate me to vote.
All right, So we've made strides towards building Black Power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress.
Was that a question?
It was not a question, it's more so a statement.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to read it again, sorry.
For sure, no worries. We've made strides towards building Black Power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can actively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much would this motivate you to vote? A 10 meaning 10. It will strongly motivate you to vote.
Sure, 10.
All right. The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia household benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
I support that. Internet cost is too high.
All right. So would you say this is a 10 then? It would strongly motivate you to vote?
Yes.
All right. The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
I think it should be on the ticket, and I would support it. So it would strongly motivate you to vote.
All right, thank you. So the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offers a 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth, 18 to 24, are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
Absolutely. I support it. I didn't know that the vouchers were available. Wonder where you can find them at. What would you say that act was? Because I know people that need them.
All right.
Did you say that act was called?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What did you say the act was called to get the vouchers?
Yeah, well, apparently it says here the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program.
Okay, so Foster Youth
to Independence Program.
To Independence Program.
Correct.
Okay.
So would you say this would strongly motivate you to vote?
Yes.
All right. So now... Kyle, we're almost done, by the way. We're about 90% done. So the last two questions we have are just for reiteration, to see if all the previous statements we just did kind of like change your opinion a little bit, or if they sway, or if they stay the same. So again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a difference or changes on issues that matter most to you?
10.
And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to you?
10.
All right. And as you may know, there's going to be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. So how likely are you to vote on a scale of 0 to 10?
12. I mean,
12. All right. No worries. So thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, has had no change, better or much better?
Better.
Better, all right. And in terms of sexual orientation, what would you consider yourself to be?
Male.
Oh, sexual orientation. So would you say like straight or gay or bisexual?
Straight.
Straight, all right. What is your marital status?
Single.
Single, all right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
All right. So are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right. So in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Independent. All right. So although you're independent, would you say you lean more to the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
And neither
means that you're independent fully. So you say you lean towards Democratic?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So how would you describe your employment status?
Employed.
Full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Full-time. All right. And last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? You can totally just ballpark it if you would like.
Around 150,000.
150. All right. Well, then this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you. Take care. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.